I'm joined on the line by Tori Pollard, who is the General Manager of the Brentwood Care Centre. So a very good morning to you, Tori. How are you?
Good morning. I'm absolutely well, thank you. How are you?
Great. Not too bad. Lovely to speak to you. Not spoken for a while.
Yeah.
What activities have you got coming up at the Brentwood Care Centre for May?
Well, probably easier to talk about what we haven't got. It's the weather is beautiful, and I think everybody is relishing in the sunshine currently. And timely and very aptly fits into National Gardening Week, as it is this week. So we are off to a great start in terms of looking at what we can do to bring, firstly, the outdoors indoors. So we are currently working with our Dementia Ambassador in setting up our indoor garden. So a whole collection of house plants that people would have had at home or cared for, and our green-fingered residents are very carefully potting and putting seeds in, ready for that. And then outside, we're having some redesign of the garden done, which is really, really lovely. And we're setting up some vegetable growing areas. So I know, as I grew up, my dad would take me to the allotment, and it was always a wonderful, wonderful pastime. And I think there's something in gardening that's quite therapeutic. You get kind of lost in it. So a lot of the residents here are very green-fingered. They love being outside. So we're putting in some raised beds, some raised planters, some vegetable trugs, so that we can, create our own veggie patch, which would be amazing.
So obviously we've had COVID, and I know there a lot of care homes weren't able to have visitors, and it's been quite difficult for residents. What's the updates? Because I know you have the lodge where people could actually go in and they can see their relatives.
Well, so currently the lodge is open, and we're able to, everybody can make an appointment to see their loved ones. So we can facilitate up to three people from the same household going in to see a resident here that we're supporting. So that's happening. We're also following the government guidelines around the two continuous constant visitors. So each family has nominated two people who can come in and have a face-to-face hand-holding visit. So they come into the home, and obviously they're abiding by our PPE requests and obviously having their lateral flow test done before they come in. So we've gradually seeing an increase in kind of the terms of visitors and footfall through the door. There is obviously still a sense of caution around limiting social contact with those people outside the building, obviously making sure they're wearing PPE and that we're testing them, and then obviously making sure that their visit is with an area that can be thoroughly cleaned afterwards. So there's lots to do. It's been very, very busy, but it's really lovely to see people's families starting to return to the home.
Yes, I think everybody was feeling that, and that's lovely to have the hand holding. And you know, it's been a difficult time, but for especially people that have been in care homes. Although they've got a wonderful team of you guys there as well.
It's not the same though. I think, you know, anybody that moves into a care home, you're surrounded by people that, you know, that care and support you through your life. But we're not a family replacement. We've needed to be during COVID, and certainly, you know, there are many strong relationships between our care team and nursing team and all the ancillary people that work here, and certainly the people that we support. But we aren't a substitute for somebody's family member. And the amount of smiles and, you know, kind of lovely visits that we've had have been absolutely amazing. And it's really lovely to see that kind of heartwarming stuff as people are venturing back in, and they can sit and hold hands and, you know, talk about whatever they need to. So, yeah, it's lovely.
Now, if you do want to find out more about the Brentwood Care Centre, you just can go to all the W's, rchcarehomes.co.uk, and if you click, you'll see the quite a few of the homes that are listed, and you can look up all the details for Brentwood. So we'll have a lovely afternoon. I hope you get growing some nicer veggies and strawberries and all sorts of things, and we'll talk to you again in about 2 weeks.
Indeed. Have a good week.
I will do. Take care, Tori.
Bye.
That is Tori Pollard there, who is the General Manager of the Brentwood Care Centre.